In terms of our court rules, a party who wishes to appeal to the Constitutional Court has got 20 court days, that is 4 weeks, to file their papers to that effect. We haven't received any notice or any indication that that would happen, but we take it as a given that they will probably go to the Constitutional Court. But obviously, we are also prepared to defend this case and the judgment by the Supreme Court of Appeal.
What is your reaction, as you just pointed out, that you had expected that Zimbabwe would go to the Constitutional Court?
Well, obviously, it's a pity that they opt for that. Zimbabwe is giving the impression that it's a country that is suffering, that it's a country that is impoverished. But one should remember that this entire litigation is about, and the sale of the properties is about, a punitive costs order of only $20,000. So it's only $20,000 that need to be collected, that needs to be paid by the Zimbabwean government. Then this issue is over and done with. Unfortunately, they opt for rather opposing each and every court application. They opt for taking this route of appeals and repeated appeals. And that is actually a pity, because we do think that the matter could have been dealt with very easily if Zimbabwe just opted for the way of justice. And the way of justice would be to recognize those basic freedoms that every individual is entitled to. The freedom of person, the freedom to be treated in a dignified manner, and the freedom to own property. And if Zimbabwe merely respected those freedoms, then this whole court process and then this total collapse within the Zimbabwean economy that has happened over the past few years would not have happened. It's a pity that they opt for the other side, but we are also ready to take them on in the Constitutional Court in South Africa.
Although a judgment was handed down last week, Zimbabwe is arguing that South Africa is ruling outside of its jurisdiction. How will going to the Constitutional Court give Zimbabwe a chance to appeal, or how does it work if someone goes to the Constitutional Court?
In terms of our law, we've got four layers of courts. We've got the local magistrates' court, which sits in every city and every town. Then we've got high courts that sits in every province. And then we've got the Supreme Court of Appeal. And then on top of the Supreme Court of Appeal, we've got the Constitutional Court, which is, in terms of our constitution, the highest court and the court of final instance in South Africa. A matter can only go to the Constitutional Court if there is any constitutional issues that need to be addressed that was not addressed or was not dealt with in the correct manner by the lower courts. And I assume that Zimbabwe's approach now will be, although the judgment did not even mention a word of any constitutional provisions, although arguments about the South African Constitution were very, very limited during the actual trial and during the actual process, Zimbabwe will probably now try to make out a case that there are certain constitutional issues regarding international law that was not applied in the correct way. I doubt whether they would succeed. We are very convinced that our constitution is clear, our legal or jurisprudence is very clear on this issue. The legal precedence that's been set in South Africa is very clear. And most importantly of all, Zimbabwe has actually waived its sovereignty with regards to issues that goes to the SADC tribunal and with regard to human rights issues. And once you waive that sovereignty and that immunity, you cannot later on come back and reclaim that immunity again. And that simple legal principle is a principle that's applied not only in South Africa, but in each and every country in the world where the rule of law applies. So we are quite convinced that Zimbabwe might take on this constitutional route. We are convinced that it's quite a fruitless exercise that they will try to take on, but we are ready to defend the matter.